from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good weekend. I would say good weekend for the Astros. 2 out of 3 against a team that was just as hot as they were. And now you're 42-41, man, above 500, going to Toronto. I didn't know this thing was a day game until they threw the schedule up on the screen after the game last night.
Yeah, which typically wouldn't be a big deal, but after you have a 7-hour saga that
yes.
ends up becoming you finishing in the evening Eastern time, that now all of a sudden, wait a second, you gotta travel and then play a day game. What the hell?
Where you literally use almost your entire bullpen.
Crossing across international waters,
right,
that being the St. Lawrence River, but still.
Lake Ontario. Yeah. So we'll get back to the Astros in headline. By the way, if you're just waking up, Paul George signs with the Philadelphia 76ers, 4 years, $212 million. So that was the big news in the NBA overnight. This used to be like, man, when LeBron used to be a free agent or Kevin Durant used to be a free agent, like one of some huge, huge name. This is like a national holiday for NBA fans back in the day, July 1st.
Right.
And Paul George still a big name, but it's not one that you wait till 1 in the morning to see what's happening with. But good signing. Good signing for the Sixers.
Paul George, I'd say Paul George and Kevin Durant, though, too, are kind of the guys I look at in the NBA of, man, a catastrophic injury, but that you can't, like, it doesn't mean that you can't go on and play another decade.
Yeah, Paul George with that broken leg. Yeah, that was, I forgot about that. Yeah, that was wild.
Theismann-esque.
Yeah, big time, big time. Will Anderson was on the Rich Eisen show on Friday. I didn't see this till last night. It's awesome. It's classic Will Anderson. You saw the same thing I did, Seth. I'm like, okay, he's doing this via Zoom with Rich Eisen. And he's clearly in his vehicle or in a vehicle. And I'm looking at the interior of the vehicle that he's in. I'm like, okay, you can only really see like the windows and the side and what the, you know, kind of what the coloring is like in there. I'm like, all right, doesn't look like the most stylish vehicle. It doesn't look like something that a young player, you know, would be, it just got, you know, $35 million bucks guaranteed would be driving. But okay, turns out I was right. It was his family's old truck that he used to drive in high school.
It was his truck from high school.
Yeah. So he was back in Georgia doing this interview because he had his kids' camp in Georgia over the weekend. So he didn't
feel the need to go out and rent an escalator or anything, right? And show the kids, hey, this is what happens when you make it.
It was
I like this. It's a good lesson for the kids. Like, hey, you can roll up in a, you don't have to roll, you don't have to define yourself by your vehicle.
Yeah.
Good job, Will Anderson.
And it was good. And we found that out because Rich Eisen asked him, like, what are you rolling in there, Will? You know, what are you doing? And it turns out Will Anderson was getting ready to have either lunch or dinner with his family, but decided to walk outside for 10 minutes and talk to Rich Eisen, right?
No, I thought he was at his high school football camp.
He was in town for the high school football camp, but he left his family. His family was about to eat or something like that, and he walked outside to do the interview. Yeah,
okay.
he walked outside to do the interview. So at any rate, Will Anderson talking to Rich Eisen. Rich Eisen did a really good job with his interview because there were a lot of questions where I'm like, all right, we've already heard Will talk about, you know, getting Danielle Hunter as a teammate. But Eisen's follow-ups were really good in this interview. Like, I feel like the follow-ups gave us some good Will Anderson we haven't heard yet.
And he was a good paint-me-a-picture guy.
He was a great paint-me-a-picture
guy. Oh, you said this. Well, paint me a picture of what that means.
Yeah. Maybe Rich Eisen is 979 guy on the text page. Paint-me-a-picture guy. Shout out to paint-me-a-picture guy. Here was Will Anderson talking about improving during the offseason. Rich Eisen asked him, give me a specific example of something that you saw on film that you need to work on.
It's a lot of times just finishing on the quarterback and a lot of times just taking the edge. Instead of just, like, I would just stop at the top of my rush and not get extension at the top of my rush. So those are, like, some of the things that I've been, like, heavily working on this offseason and just working on my steps and my pass rush. So those are some things, like, I was just watching last year. I was like, bro, like, all you have to do is turn the corner right here and just reach, and you probably would have got a sack. So just those little things to fine-tune my game.
And you still wound up being Defensive Rookie of the Year anyway.
Thank God.
And we've heard that first part of him before, but the one thing he was talking about there was the frustration of going back and watching the film from last year. So he's describing what, you know, as he's this offseason been watching his film from his rookie year, he sees just how many opportunities were out there on the table. And in the first half of the season, this is where I remember I was getting frustrated last year because a lot of people wanted to give him a lot of credit for all these QB pressures he was getting. But Will Anderson himself at that time said, no, that's not good enough. I need to get sacks, because sacks are sometimes overrated as a gauge. But with the case of Will Anderson last year, there were a lot of things in the first half of the season where you could see, man, he's really, really close. He's just got to finish. It's that last 0.4 seconds at the end of his rush where, he would have all those sacks. He's doing a lot of really good things, but he would have more sacks if he would just do these few little things. And that's where, like, Danielle Hunter has been such a resource for him, I think, as well. Aside from all the coaching and everything, Danielle Hunter is just incredible at those finer aspects of finishing a pass rush. And he's been leaning on – Will's been leaning on Danielle Hunter heavily this offseason for a lot of tutelage there.
Yeah, let's hear from Will Anderson on Danielle Hunter, and then I want to talk about that a little bit too. Just general feelings on how he and Hunter can help each other this season.
Teams are just going to have to decide. I mean, that's a double-digit stat guy every year. So teams are just going to be like, shoot, we got to double this guy. So we don't know about this guy. So it's going to be fun. I think we're going to cause a lot of havoc and, you know, disrupt a lot of stuff. So I'm excited to go to war with him.
Yeah, that's one of those things. So they're paying Danielle Hunter 2 years, about $50 million. Pretty much every penny of it's guaranteed. May as well be. It's practically a fully guaranteed contract. But I do think, Seth, like, that'd be one of those things. Like, if the Texans just didn't have another legitimate pass rusher, then you sign Danielle Hunter to 2 years, $50 million. You go, okay, well, there's our double-digit sack guy, and we hope that he can eat, you know, solo like he had to do maybe at times in Minnesota. This is one of those things that, because you have Will Anderson on the roster, he's on a rookie deal still. He's very cheap. He's eager to learn. I think that's a big thing with Will, is that it's almost like you're paying Danielle Hunter $24 million a year to go get the Texans' double-digit sacks from him. And, oh, by the way, you get like a private defensive end coach for Will Anderson in a way as well. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Who's also, you know, not that this is a huge factor necessarily, but I think it does help that Danielle Hunter is from here. And, he's around a lot, and he's going to be working out at the facility during this downtime, and he'll have more even one-on-one time with Will Anderson over the next several weeks. Yep. The big thing about having two guys opposite each other, yes, it does make a big difference in terms of, like, how many one-on-ones do you get. If they slide the protection towards Danielle, Will Anderson's got a one-on-one, and vice versa. But I think the exciting part comes where D'Amico is so adamant about the swarm mentality and wants to get guys who are like that. So when you get a guy that, let's say Danielle Hunter gets the one-on-one and Will Anderson ends up getting more attention on a particular play, you really want to be sure you've got a guy who doesn't shut it down just because he's getting double teamed, or because this isn't going to be his play. Because what Danielle Hunter, as many times as not, is if he doesn't get the sack, he's going to flush the QB.
Yep.
And having guys that are just, you know, running around like maniacs there end up getting a lot of the peripheral collections from all of that. And that's what I really like about the dynamic of adding Danico Autry and some of the other guys on that defensive line. You just want, you want frenetic activity all the time, so that when your A-plus numero uno pass rusher on that play might have a great rush and come clean, but the QB escapes the pocket, you got a lot of guys swarming after him.
Yeah, it's fun to hear. It's fun to see Will Anderson do an interview because you can see his face light up when you bring up certain things, and Danielle Hunter is definitely one of those things. High expectations for the Texans this year. We know that. They're favored to win the division. Dark horse Super Bowl pick. A lot of people are climbing on board saying they're going to get to where they've never been to before this season. They can make it to a conference title game. What does Will Anderson say to people with high expectations for the Houston Texans?
We appreciate that, but I think nobody's expectation is going to be higher than the expectation that we have for ourselves in the building and what Coach D'Amico, you know, wants for us and the standard that he has for us. We're just going to keep going out there swarming, attacking, and just building off what we did last year, and we can't worry about the past, and we can't worry about what happened last year. And this offseason in the training camp, we have to really grow together and really take that next step.
Yeah, Will Anderson has that answer programmed down to a T. That is one we've heard before from Will Anderson.
When he was talking about that, and I think like D'Amico shares so many traits, like various traits of my favorite coaches of all time. You can almost like it's a grab bag of some of my favorite coaches, and like all those traits, D'Amico has all of them. But one of the big things is that, yeah, you've got your long-term goals, but Frank Gantz Sr. used to say this, what's the most important play? The next play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just not even the next game or anything else like that. It's just the next play is the thing that matters. And is especially for a team like this that's had so much off-season hype, and it's really hard to find anybody in the national media that's questioning the progress they've made, that, man, that's rat poison, as Nick Saban used to call it. That's rat poison after a while. You start to read too many positive press clippings and you forget how hard it is to win a single football game.
Yeah.
And I think this team's going to be pretty well brainwashed by the time they get to week one that, like, we haven't done anything yet and we got to win week one. That's our main objective.
Yeah. And I like that week one is an opponent that they should be focused for. You know, I mean, they're human, so, some of that stuff may seep in with some of the guys, all like you call it the rat poison, Seth. But the fact that it's a road game, it's against Indianapolis, been a lot of chatter between those two teams this offseason.
A lot of chatter, yeah.
You know, the potential for a lack of focus should be low, I would think. I think they're going to come dialed in.
That's where I think CJ's playing five-dimensional chess.
Mm-hmm.
I think CJ figures, okay, yeah, we gotta be sure that that these guys are really emotionally amped up and ready for the Colts.
Yeah,
so I'm going to talk a lot of smack about their linebackers in the offseason.
Good job, CJ.
Good job, CJ.
Yep, way to go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Speaking of CJ, Will Anderson, when did you know that CJ Stroud was that dude?
I've known CJ a long time, but doing training camp and just OTAs and watching him throughout the building, man, I knew he had that it factor to him. He was showing up every day, locked in, connecting with guys. I think that's the biggest thing when you know a guy's going to be really good is how they connect with their teammates. And the team just latched on to him, man, because he was so personable. And then he was just so competitive on the field, and he would get, like, angry at himself. Like, he didn't do something right. Like, he would come back and fix it, and coach would, like, show highlights of, like, when he did it wrong, and then he would come back and show another highlight when CJ did it right, and CJ just kept building and building off of that. And, you know, that's who he is, man.
Sean, I'm taking this. There's this imprint app that I got. I'm on my free trial right now.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. It's like, I'm not advertising them yet or anything, but it's, you can take these courses, and as you go through the course, they ask little questions and everything. So in my constant quest to be less unbearable, I'm taking a class on interpersonal dynamics right now.
Okay. Yeah.
And a lot of what they talk about, like in a few of the units that have come up, is that it's building trust. Like, if you're a leader, especially, that you can be incredibly honest and blunt as a leader if first you develop trust with somebody. And it starts off with surface level, you know, getting to know you type of stuff, mm-hmm. and then over time forming this relationship. And as long as you have trust between yourself and who you're supposed to be leading, you can be very honest with them. And that's something that CJ has really impressed me with as a young man right from the get-go. Like, he talks about that, about forming relations with everybody. That's why he has everybody on the team at various times come over to his house for dinner, and just getting to know people and forming a relationship to where then you can have you can have difficult conversations that aren't like storming out of the room. Like, CJ understands that to such an extreme degree. I think a lot of young guys think leadership means making grandiose speeches and everything else like that. I think CJ really has a good feel for building that trust first, and then getting to the point where you can be a leader. Like, establish the trust first. That's a prerequisite. And then you can be a genuinely effective leader.
And it's amazing. He was 21 when he was drafted. Like, right. he didn't turn 22 until, like, week 6 of this season, you know?
Right, right, yeah.
That's incredible. And,
Ryan Day deserves a lot of credit for that.
Yep.
One of our, Abigail on the YouTube, who just basically has consumed every bit of Texans content ever, just told me this weekend that Ryan Day had bonded with CJ partly over Ryan Day's father. I can't remember the exact tragedy, but he lost his father for some reason. But Ryan Day and CJ were able to bond over that. But
yeah.
A lot of the conversations that CJ's had at Ohio State with some of those coaches kind of set the table for what he is now. And he's had to, I think, because CJ doesn't have that natural leader personality, or at least what you think of in your brain, like a big outwardly, gregarious guy or what have you. I think the fact that he kind of had to overcome some of his own personal trappings and everything means that he's actually a lot more methodical in it, because he's put more thought into it, and he had to do it on a huge stage at Ohio State with a lot of pressure on him.
Yep, no doubt. All right, let's get to headlines. We'll circle back to the Astros. Good day, good weekend for the Astros. NBA free agency, I should say, is popping overnight. What does it mean for the Houston Rockets? We'll get to that. Oh, and an Olympic hero does it again. We will get into all that in headlines. That is coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.